distance learning can be hard for children, who often struggle to spend hours glued to a computer screen. It's also hard for working-class parents, who may not have the luxury of working from home. But a new learning hub in one of the district's largest public housing communities is trying to help both parents and kids. WAMU's education reporter Debbie Truong has the story.
Malika Williams surveys a community center at the Greenleaf Gardens Apartments, a 493-unit public housing community in southwest D.C. Elementary and middle school students sit two to a table, masked and separated by plexiglass dividers. Williams is a teaching assistant and has memorized the children's class schedules. She walks across the room, calling out to individual students, reminding them to log on to their virtual classes. Williams pauses at the desk of one girl who has fallen behind on her assignments.
Okay, so you have classwork that's due. You need to start your lesson 7 exit ticket.
This is the Good Hub, a learning hub started by Good Projects, a nonprofit dedicated to lifting D.C. families out of poverty. During the coronavirus pandemic, founder Darius Baxter says the organization heard again and again from families that distance learning was a huge challenge.
Although kids are online, a lot of times they're just there just looking at the screen, not necessarily learning or gathering the information in a way that's super rigorous.
Some students struggled to get online altogether, and parents had trouble juggling class schedules and their own work. Elsewhere across the city, wealthy families were forming pods and hiring private tutors. Baxter wanted to provide similar opportunities to low-income families at the Greenleaf Apartments and other public housing communities. So he opened the hub for 22 students in October with help from the D.C. Housing Authority. It's open every weekday. A large decorative palm tree was hauled to the center of the community room. Letters spell out the word dream at the front of the room. It's unclear when public school children in D.C. will start returning to in-person classes in large numbers. Baxter says many parents won't even send their kids back if given the chance.
A lot of our families and their students have pre-existing health conditions. You know, the most important thing to parents right now is the education of their children, but it's also their health and safety. And at the same time, a lot of our family structures are set up so you may have 2-3 generations of families living in one apartment.
Parent Yolanda Atkins has loved ones who have died of COVID-19. She isn't willing to risk sending her children back to in-person classes, but trusts Baxter's organization. She's visited the learning hub and measured the space between desks to make sure her children can socially distance.
I don't want it to be a gamble with my children's health. I pray that they keep their doors open because I'm not sending my children back to school.
Atkins' 9-year-old son, Tyrone Miller, says distance learning at home can be filled with challenges. Before attending the learning hub, Tyrone's grandmother watched him and his siblings during the day while Atkins was at work as a medical administrator. His grandmother struggles to maneuver the internet, so Tyrone helped his 3-year-old brother navigate virtual preschool. When Tyrone, a 4th grader at Amadon Bowen Elementary, would get stuck on a question, he did this.
I go upstairs, I grab my phone, I call my mom and ask her to help me.
At the learning hub, teachers' aides can answer questions when students get stuck on an assignment. Breakfast and lunch are provided. Children play soccer outdoors and can socialize in a game room with peers. On a recent weekday, 11-year-old Jasmine Lewis took a math test from a quiet room next to the learning hub. She says she spent several weeks distance learning from her dad's house alongside 5 cousins. Connecting to Wi-Fi was the hardest part.
We just turn the Wi-Fi box off and turn it back on. Then we like miss at least five minutes of class.
She hasn't encountered that problem at the learning hub. She also has more space to learn. But distance learning from the hub hasn't been perfect. As the morning progresses, students get distracted. Some complain about lunch. Others gather shoulder to shoulder in front of a video game. One boy bangs on a table during a virtual class, annoying a girl who sits at the opposite end. Baxter intervenes. As he speaks, the room quiets. One boy is in the middle of a virtual class and struggles to mute his computer.
When a teacher tells you all to do something, you need to do it. If you have a problem, you come to an adult and you share it in a constructive way so we can fix it.
I catch up with Baxter after his lecture. He says the children usually lose focus around lunch. He doesn't blame them. Distance learning is hard. If the kids were learning at home and reached this point in the day, he worries they would just give up. For WAMU, I'm Debbie Truong.
Regional news coverage from WAMU 88.5 is made possible through listener support. You can join with your contribution at WAMU.org. Click the donate button. And thanks.